Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Played in the NBA, played in the playoffs. You hear him on the Maryland Radio Network during college hoop season. Maryland legend, the Wizard Walt Williams. Walt, good afternoon.
How you doing?
Great. What happened? Right. What happened in the third quarter where you, like the rest of us, had figured this game was over? Down 0-3, Celtics going to get broomed out, but the Boston team did storm back to win. What happened to the Cavaliers? How much credit do we give to them or to Boston, or do we put a lot of blame on Cleveland for not sealing the deal last night?
Well, throughout the regular season, you have seen Boston. I mean, you have seen the Cavs give away a big lead before. So, and it just happens. It's the NBA. You know, you talk about Isaiah, that best scorer, being out, and then those guys having to step up. But, you know, those guys are capable players. You know, they don't have those your typical role players. They have high-level role players and multiple ones. And so it actually made them a more dangerous team. But I never think, the game is over when it's in the third quarter. This is just the highest level of basketball that you can play, and these guys are absolutely terrific. And anything can happen in any given moment. And, you got to see that fourth quarter. You got to see especially how the beginning of the fourth quarter is flowing to be able to make that determination. So third quarter, a 20-point lead in the third quarter, I don't think that's something that you can say, okay, the game is over.
Well, you ever have a game like LeBron where it just seemed like nothing was working? He wouldn't make any of his shots, and he didn't have, looks like, the energy, the enthusiasm, it looked like he was just there.
Yeah, he didn't look like he had the energy level there. It looked like he was really taking a back seat to the others and just kind of being a facilitator and just didn't have that sense of urgency that he normally has. I believe that Cavs still had a chance to win that game. At the end of the day, I think LeBron is a fantastic player. He shows unbelievable confidence in other guys. And I think that lends to helping guys to be consistent and being confident in themselves. And I think that elevates other players. When you can go out there and dominate the game, that tells about you individually. But when you can dominate in such a way where you elevate others and getting them the ball and having your role players or other players feel like he's going to consistently make the right play, and that's what elevates other guys. And when you can get that done along with dominating individually, you're talking about going to another level.
Now, we talk about Cleveland blowing leads during the regular season. They gave up 61 points in the second half last night. And Ty Lue has even lamented the fact that they're not as strong defensively as they need to be. Why do they, Walt, as you see it, struggle defensively at times?
Well, they don't have when you have Shumpert and JR and LeBron in the game and Tristan, those guys are individually good defensive players. But oftentimes, you got to translate that to five-on-five executing. If you notice on that last play with Bradley getting a wide-open shot, don't know what was said in the huddle. If Lou said, hey, no switches or what have you. But if you're just playing regular traditional basketball and your principles, just in a general sense, if you see that play, I believe it was Crowder who was in the corner starting off, and he came off of a curl off of Bradley's down screen. And right when he was doing that, you can see Shumpert motioning to JR to switch for JR to switch on to Crowder, and then therefore Shumpert would stay on Bradley. But JR never switched. He actually dropped back and got himself out of position, and Crowder got over the top of JR. and it made it forced Shumpert to say, "Oh, okay, J.R. must didn't read what I was saying, so I got to come help him. I got to stay with Crowder." If Shumpert had not made that movement, Crowder would have had a wide open layup because J.R. was late on the switch. And then once Shumpert made that movement to cover Crowder on the curl, J.R. made a late switch, and he also ran with Crowder. And so that left Avery Bradley coming off the down screen wide open. So that's not individually you playing defense. That's a team concept. That's mentally being aware of what's going on and being in tune and being attentive and playing 5-on-5 basketball. And at times those guys have lapses. And it cost them in this Boston game, the third game.
Hey, Walt, how good a coach is Brad Stevens? You know, I mean, because he was missing players. They found a way to win.
Well, I think that not having Isaiah Thomas makes them a better defensive team. Now they got bigger guards you tend to be able to switch a little bit more and not give up open shots and force guys to shoot over top of you. And early in the first half, Cleveland were making shots. They were on fire. But if you look at it, they were highly contested shots. They were tough shots that they were making. And you think to yourself that consistently they were not going to be able to continue to make shots like that. And that's what happened. You know, eventually those contested shots started not to fall, especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, in that third quarter stretch and on into the fourth. And if they can continue to do that, they can make the games tough. But I just don't think that they can pull out wins. I just don't think they have enough firepower on the offensive end. That's where Isaiah was really good in down the stretch, just being able to make shots. On a consistent basis, having a guy that they can go to. So I don't know if Smart can have another game like that to that degree, but I don't think he really has to. But, you know, other guys, somebody else has to, and I don't know. I don't know who that would be. I think they got a lot of guys who can contribute at a high level, but I don't think that'll be enough. I think somebody's going to have a terrific game along with a lot of guys having really good games.
The Wizard Walt Williams joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan on this Monday here in the Charm City. Bradley Beal, the Wizards lose to the Celtics 7 games. Their season came to an end in the semifinals. He was saying that, hey, if we're playing Cleveland, they would have been worried about us, and we would have gave them this, we would have gave them that, to which Richard Jefferson and J.R. Smith basically said, well, you're not here, so why are you even running your yap? What's the protocol there if you're Bradley Beal? And I think we all agree that the Wizards probably would have given them maybe a tougher tussle than Boston has, even though the Celtics won last night. If Bradley Beal's, this is a situation where, you know, just, you know, facts are facts. You're not playing, so why even comment on something that, quite frankly, you're not even involved in right now?
Well, as a player, you always think, what if, you know, and you're a competitor. You like to believe that if you would have had that opportunity, taking advantage of it. But I just don't think the Wizards do enough on the defensive end to be able to stop a Cleveland Cavalier team. When you're talking about Boston with Isaiah Thomas, I think that him, just a specific matchup of the Cavs going against Boston, Isaiah Thomas is really a guy that they take advantage of, and it really causes a domino effect for Boston on the defensive end. Without him, I think that Boston's at a different level on the defensive end, which I don't think the Wizards would be at. But I still would give Wizards a better chance healthy than Boston healthy.
All right, Wizard, last thing for you. Western Conference, Golden State's up big. San Antonio decimated by injuries. The big injury, of course, was Kawhi Leonard in game one. A game they were winning handily. Goes up for the jumper. Pachulia closes out on him. Leonard lands on that already banged up ankle. Popovich has said multiple times he thought it was a dirty play. What does Walt Williams think? Was that Zaza Pachulia just sticking the leg in at the last minute, or is it just incidental contact, no harm?
Well, let me first say this. I think that the Spurs were playing terrific in that first game. You know, Golden State had been sitting for a second because of their first round, how successful they were in their first round. And I think the Spurs caught them not as sharp as they needed to be, to say the least. Still having that first game, I believe Golden State would have certainly, in a seven-game series, would have beaten the Spurs. I think no question that they could beat San Antonio in San Antonio. So I don't think that would have been a problem at all. So I think the injury to – I'm talking about with a healthy Kawhi.
Right.
So I don't think the injury dictated who would win this series. Golden State showing all season that they were the most dominant team. And so I don't think it determined the outcome. I think it determined how competitive this series would be. But I say this, I got to agree with Pop on this extent that, you know, you play basketball for many, many years, and to contest a jump shot, you do that routinely. And I agree with Pop on the sense that it is unnatural to contest a jump shot with your feet ahead of your hands. To end up in that type of position is an unnatural way of flying at a shooter, and I believe I'm not in Zaza's mind, so I can't say that he intentionally tried to hurt anyone. But when you fly at a shooter that way, and you're up in their space like that with your feet leading, you understand that that's an unnatural way of flying. You lead with your hands when you're flying at a shooter. You don't lead with your feet underneath them like that. So you certainly understand where you are on the court in respect to the shooter. So I got to believe that he understood that he was in an unnatural position, what he was doing. So, you know, that's my comment. And I can't say what was in his mind to say that. I'm trying to hurt this guy, but that is certainly a very unnatural way of flying at a shooter, to say it mildly.
He's the Wizard Walt Williams. You can hear him during basketball season, college style, on the Maryland Radio Network. He joins us throughout the NBA playoffs as well. Walt, we appreciate the time. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Walt.
Absolutely. Thank you.
There he is, the Wizard, on the Ackerman Security Hotline. Vinny Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.